Book of Proverbs, beginning at chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. For gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, "Come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood, let's ambush some harmless soul, let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Cast lots with us, we will all share the loot." My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into evil. They're swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you, when calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. Then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. This is the word of the Lord.
Sheila, thank you very much for reading for us. And we are sort of week two of two in a little mini-series in Proverbs chapter one. If you were here last week, we looked at the beginning, thinking about wisdom and the fear of the Lord. And we pick up this week at verse 8. So if you weren't here last week, you're kind of coming in halfway through, and why not have a listen to last week online if you like, and then you'll get the whole kind of two parts together. So let me lead us in a prayer as we begin. Father in heaven, we pray and we want your wisdom now. We know how much we lack it. We know how in need of it we are. And so, Lord, we pray that you would show us the path of wisdom now, and please mold and change us to be those who know you and who fear you, having a humility and an awe before your face. And we pray this for Jesus' sake. Amen. As I said, part two of this little series, thinking about wisdom. And as I say the word wisdom, what sort of thing pops into your mind? Have a little think. What do you think of when you think of wisdom? Now, is it like me, and it's a fortune cookie? We know how these work. You open it up, you crack it open, and you get a super wise saying inside, a bit of sage counsel, a good old proverb. Let's see what we get here. So open it up. What have we got? Let's get the, no, not French, not, where is English? Look for the dream that keeps coming back. It's okay, maybe. Maybe you can open, we've got a whole box of them at the back, so do feel free afterwards. Why don't you pick one up, crack it open, and see if there's anything wiser in there for you, and you can talk about wisdom with someone you're with. So we know it's not like a fortune cookie. Or is it maybe a little bit more like an optional extra to our faith, wisdom? We've got faith, and oh, this year it would be good, wouldn't it, if I got a bit of wisdom as well? Is that how we treat wisdom? Well, let me say, let us all hear that let's not underestimate wisdom. This whole book in the Bible is, and others are focused on it. So let's not underestimate it. Wisdom comes down from God to us. And we are to demonstrate wisdom, which is the fear of the Lord, a humility and an awe. And so wisdom isn't to be taken lightly. Wisdom is a matter of life and death. Wisdom is a matter for our own eternities. So it matters whose wisdom we listen to. We don't want to listen to one of the fortune cookies, but who are we going to listen to? Whose wisdom will we listen to? And whose wisdom are we then, after listening, are then going to follow? And that is the question, thinking about who we listen to, that's at the heart of our passage and chapter one of Proverbs. It was there in the very first word in verse 8, listen. This is probably Father Solomon and his wife, the mother, speaking to their son, saying, listen. And this is what they say in verse 8. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They're a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. Proverbs here is about these parents instructing, teaching, training their child, a child who's growing up and is about to leave home, at how he can live wisely in God's world, God's way, how he can fear the Lord. And as we hear these words today, we hear them on the lips of God our Father, and he speaks to us, his sons and his daughters, and he says the same thing. He says, listen to me so that you can live wisely and fear the Lord. But before we dive in to these words, just a very brief note on parenting from, it's a mother and father talking to their child. And so just to parents for a second, just remember, And I needed to remember this just myself this morning, that the primary focus in our parenting is to teach our children the fear of the Lord, how they can grow up wise in God's world and live God's way. And we all need help with that. Adam mentioned a parenting course. So please do sign up to that. Even if you can't make them all, just sign up so that you can be trained a little bit more in how we can parent in a way that keeps the fear of the Lord going Jesus' way at the focus for our children. And that is for everyone. We want everyone in the church family to be caring about our youngest here. So please be helping the parents here to encourage them, and also to be speaking to the children here so that they hear other voices, not just their parents, saying, go Jesus' way, fear the Lord. And to children here, to youth here, some in youth group, your parents' focus is to teach you the fear of the Lord. Please listen to them as they do that. They want you to honor Jesus with your life. So listen as they do that. But back to Proverbs. What is God's wisdom that we're to listen to? Well, it's all about two paths. From verse 8 to the end of the chapter, it's all two paths. And do you remember from last week, we met the simple there in verse 4. He's uncommitted, and he's the same sort of character as the son now. And this son, or this simple one, uncommitted young person, has got a decision to make. Which path is he going to follow? And these two paths go in totally opposite directions. Will he listen and follow folly, or will he listen and follow the path of wisdom? Two paths to choose from. It's like when you're getting a tube. You know, you head down the stairs or you head down the escalator, and suddenly, right in front of you are two boards. One says eastbound and the other westbound. And you've got to make that split-second decision, which way am I going? Is it eastbound or westbound? And if you're anything like me, you start to panic. You've totally forgotten where you need to go or what direction it is. And then a second later, people are starting to kind of jostle you and push you around. And if you're like me, you make a kind of split-second decision. You think, I hope it's eastbound, and you go. Maybe you're not like me, and you know where you're going. But that's me on the tube. Don't do that. But you do have two paths to choose from. Which way are you going to go? You've got a choice. And here in Proverbs says the same. You've got a choice. Which path are we going to follow? And God our Father says to us, don't follow the path of folly. Don't follow the path of folly. Verse 10, my son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. Verse 15, my son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths. Don't listen. Don't show any interest. Do not follow. Do not even entertain the idea of putting a foot on the path of folly. Don't listen to those on the path calling for you, because they want you to join their gang. They say, come along with us, verse 11. They say, come, let's commit some crimes together. But don't worry, it's all good. You'll get rich, you'll get valuable things, you'll have it all in life, verse 13. That's what they're saying. And I was talking to a friend during the week. He works with in and around gangs in Tottenham. And he was saying, this is how it works. It's exactly how it works. A member of a gang will befriend a kid, maybe outside the school gate, and say, hey, do you want some good stuff, some valuable things? I'll buy you some food. You can have the latest phone. And I'll give you some money. The kid thinks that's great. Yeah, I'll go along with that. And that happens a bit. And then the member of the gang says to the kid, if you could just take that parcel to someone over there, there's just a knife wrapped up there, just take that to a guy over the other side of the street. Or you actually need to go and use this knife on someone now. And then suddenly this kid's in and he can't get out. He's in the gang, he's listened to that path of folly. Now, I realize most of us are not in that situation. We're not faced with gang culture every day. Some of us might be. But all of us are faced with the attitude behind it, the attitude behind this path. Verse 19 mentions it. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. Ill-gotten gain. It's like a gain, a greed at the expense of others, a stepping on someone else's head to get up in the world, in life. So it's what the bully says at school, come join. It's what the computer hacker is doing. It's what the dishonest investment banker is into. It's what the corrupt leader is doing. It's the gossiping neighbor elevating himself at the expense of his neighbor. Or it's the churchgoer trying to divide a church. God says, loud and clear, don't listen. Don't follow that path. It is foolish. Because it's like a boomerang. We know how a boomerang works. We throw it out, if it's a good one, sooner or later, it will come back to us. It'll come back to get us. And this attitude of gain and greed at the expense of others will always come back to get us. Verse 19, such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. It will get us in the end. Choosing the path of folly, greed and gain is deadly serious, and it has significant consequences. So don't be a fool. Don't follow that path of folly. Instead, God our Father says to us this morning, follow the path of wisdom and don't reject her. Follow the path of wisdom and don't reject her. So we're back at the tube station again. You remember there are two boards up in front of us, which way are we going to go? And we've seen the path of folly one way, and now Proverbs shows us what the other path is. And that is the path of wisdom. And it's now embodied for us in Lady Wisdom, in a person. And she calls out to the simple, the sort of undecided person, which way do I go? And she says, listen and follow my path. Verse 20, out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech, and it's this. How long will the simple love their simple ways? So I just want you to think for a moment. It is about 10 past 11. What are you going to be doing this time tomorrow? Who are you going to be talking to? Where are you going to be? Who's going to be there? This time tomorrow. And whatever it is, you're not alone, because Lady Wisdom is there with you. She's out in the open with you, and she's calling out to you. She's shouting on Crouch End Green. She's there in Oxford Circus. She's in Westminster. She's in Canary Wharf, and she's in the city. She's raising her voice when you're on the bus, or in a meeting, or a Zoom call, or at school, or at the school gate. She's shouting in the pub, or in the theatre, or in the coffee shop. She's everywhere, and she's shouting, and she wants you to listen. This time tomorrow, she will be shouting and calling out to you. She wants us to hear her, to listen to her, not to love these kind of simple, uncommitted sort of life, but to make a decision to follow her path, wisdom's path. But you might be thinking, but what does it mean, look like, to follow wisdom's path at now 11:15 tomorrow morning? Well, she says, verse 23, Lady Wisdom says, repent at my rebuke. Repent at my rebuke. So go back to the tube again and the two boards. Like me, you might have panicked, not sure which way we're going. And in that moment, you hear a voice and it's someone shouting, "Johnny, come on, this way. No, you're going to miss the tube. Come on, let's go." And she is there doing just the same. Lady Wisdom is shouting, "Repent or turn, follow my way, come onto my path. Turn your back on simple ways, uncommitted ways. Turn your back on the path of folly. Come my way, follow my path. Choose me, choose the fear of the Lord, choose wisdom," is what she says. And it is so worth it as well. You see that in verse 23, it carries on. Lady Wisdom says, "You listen to me, you turn to me, then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings." Following the path of wisdom is not a solo effort. It's not about me trying really hard now. No, Lady Wisdom is there with you. She's helping you. She's equipping you. She's giving you all you need. She's pouring out her thoughts, or she's pouring out her spirit into your heart to lead you, to guide you along wisdom's path. She is there in the first place, calling you onto her path. It's always been her initiative. And now she's saying, "Once you're mine and you're following my path, keep going, keep turning to me." You see, the path of wisdom is the path of grace. We lack wisdom. If you're like me, really lack wisdom. But God, in his generous grace, pours out his wisdom into our lives and into our hearts by his Spirit. So let's open, let's be open to listening to God's wisdom. Let's follow God's wisdom this time tomorrow. And the path of wisdom, if you're sort of still not quite sure whether it's worth it, well, it finishes so well for you, for me. Remember, wisdom is no fortune cookie. This is significant. It's about life and death. And verse 33 finishes the whole chapter. "But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm." As you look down the path of wisdom to its very end, you see lasting safety. You see eternal security and ease, abundant blessing, generous grace. As you look down the path of wisdom, you see a man in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. You see Jesus, the man, who is God's perfect wisdom. You look and you see Jesus perfectly living out the fear of the Lord. You see Jesus crucified on that path, opening up that path for us, so that through faith in Jesus, we can receive God's wisdom. And you see Jesus' Spirit poured out on his people, on us, so that we can actually live a life of wisdom, so that we can fear the Lord. So I'll ask again, what are we doing this time tomorrow? Because whatever it is, Lady Wisdom is calling aloud to you there. God our Father is calling aloud to us there. So let's listen, let's follow, let's choose wisdom. The Christian faith, you see, it is constantly about turning back onto wisdom's path. It's so easy to be tempted away, to drift off, back into neutral, or lured away onto the path of folly that might look tempting. So as you think about this path of wisdom, what aspect of life, what area, what is it going on tomorrow that you've got in your mind now, where you might feel this temptation, where you know you want the fear of the Lord to sort of shine through stronger, brighter in your life, where you want to choose wisdom more? What is that area? And maybe it's you resonate with Lady Wisdom. She's out in the open. She's in the workplace, the public arena. And you know you desperately need her help there. It's the culture there at work. It's your own heart at work. It's everyone else you work with. And you think, or it's work drinks afterwards, or it's at the school gate, or it's with friends in a coffee shop during the week. And in those moments, you feel It's hard to live as a Christian. In fact, I feel a bit hidden. No one else around me is. And so actually, just drifting back to the neutral, to the simple, just seems a bit easier. Or maybe it's, we go back to the beginning of Proverbs, verse 8, and it's that, the kind of the home environment, parents and child, that's going on. And you feel that might be an area to grow in wisdom. At home, you know, decisions and actions and attitudes. At home, it's hard. Our guard's dropped, isn't it? We're very relaxed at home. We almost forget about wisdom's path, maybe. Do we need to especially choose wisdom there, at home? So this time tomorrow, choose wisdom. Fear the Lord. But there will be some here, and you know that you do not fear the Lord. You know you haven't repented, turned around from Lady Wisdom's rebuke. You haven't turned onto her path. You know you're not following Jesus. If that is you, please hear Lady Wisdom's call, her warning throughout loads of these verses. And her warning is this: choose to follow Jesus now while you can, because there will be a day when it is too late. When Jesus returns, those who are not his followers will, at the end of our chapter, verse 28, will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. So please don't leave it too late. When Jesus returns, it will be too late to turn to him. I was on the tube on Tuesday. I was sitting there on the tube, and I saw a lady running to try and get on. And right in front of her eyes, bang, the door shut. And you've probably been there, or you've been one of the two people in the story. But she was absolutely distraught, totally distraught. And I could see up on the board, 2 minutes to the next tube. I found it a little bit funny sitting on the tube. But leaving it too late to put your faith in Jesus is not funny at all. It will be a disaster. It will be a calamity. And it is a real place called hell. So please listen to Lady Wisdom. Please fear the Lord. Please put your faith in Jesus. And in a moment, we're going to remember that the table there is behind me. We'll remember Jesus' body and blood broken and spilt for us. We remember the events of the cross in the Lord's Supper. We remember there that the perfectly wise man, Jesus, God's own son, gave up his life for us so that this path of wisdom could be opened up for us. So let's be wise. Let's fear the Lord. And as we then look down this path of wisdom, we see Jesus standing there, arms stretched out, offering us eternal security, eternal ease with him forever. And so as we close, God our Father has spoken these words to us, to his sons and his daughters, to be wise. Let's not choose folly, but choose wisdom. Remember, wisdom is absolutely no fortune cookie. It's a matter of life and death. So choose wisdom and be wise. Let me pray. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Amen.